forced to come up with a job description for the benefit of the other grandchildren that want to know why I don't get up and go to work in the morning like the rest of the family, and why that I'm gone for long periods of times. And so my job description runs like this. I say that I've spent the greater part of my life attempting to learn to play the two most despised instruments in one of the world's most universally unpopular styles of music, polkas being the other. Decided after all this time that it's just as well that the music never... Oh, a guy stood up the other night, he said, don't forget about bagpipes. So we would throw that in there too for them. We've decided it's just as well that this music never becomes any more popular than it already is, because if it ever does, then we're going to have to share it with a whole lot of people we don't know. So, it's encouraging, isn't it, Ted? And right now, not only do we all know each other, but there's a good chance that a lot of us are probably related. About this song that I'm picking on the guitar, I can't really tell what it is. Well, I can't really tell if it's heavy metal, punk rock, acid jazz, or new age, or blues. Well, I get me a bunch of these chords right here in my left hand, play them around in a circle, trying to sound like them big folk pickers do. Well, at first I go to C, then I go to F, and then I go to G, and then I go to C once again, and then I go to F once more, and move it on back to E seventh, and then I go to A minor, then I go to C7, then I go to F, and then I go to D, and then I go to G, and then I make a little run, and then I go back to C. Then the bridge goes to A minor, then it goes back to E7th, then it goes to A minor, then it goes back to E7th, then it goes to C, and then it goes to G, and then it makes a little run, and then it goes back to C. But you have to take into consideration that the capo's on the second fret. Not be here if I hadn't been there, and I wouldn't have been there if I hadn't just turned. On Wednesday the 3rd in the late afternoon, got to talking with George, who works out in the back, and only because he was getting off early to go see a man at a Baker Street bookstore with a rare first edition of Steamboats and Cotton, a book he would never have sought in the first place had he not been inspired by a fifth grade replacement school teacher in Kirkwood, who was picked just at random random by some man on a school board that couldn't care less. And she wouldn't have been a working if not for her husband, who moved 2 months prior to work in the office of a man he had met while he served in the army. And only because they were in the same barracks, an accident caused by a poorly made roster mixed up on the desk of a sergeant from Denver who wouldn't been in but for being in back of a car he was riding before he enlisted that hit a cement truck and killed both his buddies. But a backseat flew up there, spared him from dying, and only because of the fault of a workman who forgot to turn screws on a line up in Detroit because he hollered at Sam, who was hateful that morning, hung over from drinking alone at a tavern because of a woman he wished he'd not married. He met long ago at a Jewish bar mitzvah for the son of a man who had moved there from Jersey, who managed the drugstore that sold the prescription that cured up the sunburn he caught way last summer.